You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go. You're running with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Happy Monday to you. Man, what a weekend it was. Unbelievable football all the way down to the last seconds there. Can't believe still that the Buffalo Bills won. My son didn't believe it when he woke up this morning. Now, he's got an early bedtime still. He's a sixth grader. Put him down, though. And what, about 4 minutes left? I thought it was over. But I stayed, unlike several thousand Buffalo Bills fans, apparently. And I saw it. And Josh Allen, my Lord. We will get to that. Probably going to be a respect burger due that effort. It was historic. Baltimore continues to blow games like that. Why is it that they can do the extraordinary offensively, but when it comes to the ordinary offensively, pick up first down, win that game, didn't get it done. I want to congratulate my partner, my brother. His name is John Martin. His Raiders are 1-0, and he stands atop the division.
Let's
on this
go.
Day, above the Kansas City Chiefs. Woo! Imagine that. Imagine that feeling, being a game ahead
looking
of the Chiefs.
Looking up at us.
John's looking up at the sky as Patrick Mahomes is looking up at him in full Raiders regalia. Brad Carson is here, our executive producer on the ones and twos.
Yep, good to see you guys.
Good to see you as well, our program director. You had a good weekend. How about the Rebels
yep.
and the Bulldogs?
Ooh, boy.
Give yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, Starkville is back!
Two outright wins for two dogs. And I don't know why UNLV was a dog in that game. I guess because it's just the power four factor for UCLA. But
I think UCLA, a lot of that is they're just crap. Let's be honest about mm-hmm. it. I don't want to come in here and say that's Dan Mullen or UNLV. UCLA is dog crap.
They are. And that's why it was a little surprising to me that you guys were still dogs. You guys were still underdogs in that game. I can't say it made a ton of sense, but... Yeah, lots to get to.
You said that earlier. You were on that.
Yeah, I mean, I like both those teams, yeah. You know, Mississippi State especially in that game, plus 6.5. Yep. I didn't bet it, but I just liked it. Anyway, yeah, a lot to get to on the show today. I mean, just quite honestly, one of the craziest games you will ever see last night on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
I mean.
It was 99.1% probability, I think. I thought it was 99.9, but yeah. Apparently it didn't get quite that high
and it's, for Baltimore. It's really the perfect microcosm of the NFL. Where a team can look like the Ravens looked. I mean, they looked like they were the best team in the NFL by a landslide.
And you did. You're one of the many that crowned them at halftime.
We've been doing it every year for five years.
Just put a thumbs up, though. I don't think I co-signed
right,
this.
Right. Well, I mean, look, between what they were doing with Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers looked better. I mean,
Derrick dogs them, but then he gives it right back. He did that to them last year, ran wild, but yeah. Not the fumble part.
See, they got it done in the regular season there when that happened. Mm-hmm. And they ran it, they never looked back. And, you know, I guess the whole thing that Sean McDermott always says is you better not give Josh Allen an inch because he's going to take it. And he took it last night. And he led them to one of the craziest comebacks you will ever see in the National Football League. So,
wow.
What a weekend. We got Monday Night Football tonight. The wait is finally over for you.
Hopefully my night goes as well as you all's weekends.
Yeah, but I mean, you've had to you know, endure a Raiders win on the road in New England to start our tenure under Pete Carroll. You know, Geno Smith, little 300 foul burger for you. You know, people
did that lead the league this week?
I had to be very close. You know, what did Josh Allen have last night?
250 and a quarter.
Okay, yeah.
So he might have in the end, but your man Geno had to be up there among the league's top performers.
Absolutely, because Burrow got absolutely let's see. Passing, Josh Allen had 394 last night.
Yeah.
Geno Smith had 362. So he got usurped by Allen last night.
Shout out to Jacoby, man, out there playing despite his unhappiness.
Playing so hard.
With his financials.
There's no doubt about that.
An effort.
You've had to endure that. And now your debut is tonight at home against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
And are you ready?
Come on.
The Lions look like absolute piss.
Do I look ready?
The Lions look like piss.
Everything looked hard for them.
It sure
did. It's not just the coordinators. Their offensive line is different. Goff was not having fun, particularly without Ben's whispering in his ear.
The Ben Johnson case gets stronger and stronger. The running backs had nothing going. The offense looked uncreative.
It was hard.
I don't recognize that Lions. Last couple years, that was a very different team.
Now, that's a good Green Bay team.
Good Green Bay team. But that Lions team with Ben Johnson beat the Chiefs in week one a couple years ago. I mean, they
even had my man Sam Brown shut down.
Yeah.
Didn't look the same.
They did not look the same at all. So, anyway, we'll get into all of that today on the show. Memphis football stays undefeated after a very inauspicious start, you would say.
But push it up a DEFCON that first half.
But we have to
give
credit where it may be due, which is 2-0 in the record book and 2-0 against the spread.
Yes.
I don't think you could have asked for a better start for Memphis football.
What's the phrase? Good teams win, great teams cover.
That's right.
So is this a great team? I ask you.
I think we'll get a pretty good answer this weekend because they're only 4.5-point favorites at Troy.
I know I've been watching what I believe is the best team in the AAC for their first two games.
Oh,
just about all of it.
What a win.
What a win for South Florida as well.
Yes.
I mean, that's going to have to be addressed.
You're
looking at me like you can't believe like they've done. You guys counted them out.
I did.
And I Jeffrey Wright, same thing. Now, I've been way off on some stuff, but here's the thing. I recognize against Boise State.
Those folks,
I'm Byron Brown, but more so the dogs that they went and got on defense.
Yeah, defensively.
What they did
different.
To Boise State was real, and you saw it against Florida.
Yep.
What an ugly game that was, the end they did what they had to do, and Brown ends up being – he's pushed himself up into Heisman talk just because of the fact that they've beaten two ranked opponents to start the year, and they got Miami next week.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yep. So, anyway, we will we will get into all of that today on the show on a very busy Monday. Also, Memphis basketball. I mean, somebody's getting voted off the island, it looks like. We're going to have to do like a Survivor competition.
Got that question in my text. I'm sure you got it a million times, but a couple folks still said, thought Penny was full.
Right. He is.
So I said, no problem. What do you think this is? What do you think we can't ship one out anymore? This ain't the old days.
Somebody is going to get the axe, man. I mean, who's it going to be? Because 15 includes walk-ons now. So you can't make Ashton a walk-on, for example, because it's still that's the spots you get.
Yeah, I'm interested to have this conversation with you because I'm sure you're ahead of me if you've had it with Parth or whatever else, who the most likely candidates will be, but what the options are.
Right. No.
About Sincere?
What about
his? Technically,
still has a spot because he's not been dismissed from the team.
Right.
So he's still.
And that scholarship would have kicked in this summer.
Yeah. I mean,
not a deal where, okay, well, classes didn't.
Right. No. He's Sincere.
Just
making
sure.
He's with the team until he's
not.
I
figured so. That's not one you can pull and say,
I mean, unless he's.
And then again, if he does, you would want it back. So that's.
Right.
I just wanted to cut that off.
Yeah. It wouldn't be Sincere, but I don't think anybody that they, you know, choose to. To cut for this guy, this Ryder big man.
I didn't do that whole thing. Back in my day, you couldn't pull one.
Tariq
it's a new day.
Ingram. I guess that's how you say his name. Tariq Ingram. He would immediately be probably the second or third best big on the team.
That's what it looked like to me.
Just based on the numbers and the size here. 6'9", 235. I mean, he's actually, played real Division I games, So He recently got, I think, he got a waiver. So we'll get into all that today here on the show. But NFL Week 1 absolutely delivered. Jeff Calkins, 125.
Excellent.
Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. Yes.
Was he watching?
No. In fact, I don't mind. Like, I don't think he would mind me, you know, saying this, but he texted me.
Were you telling them at halftime telling him how mid they were?
No. So I texted him. Smart. So this is the exchange. I'm going to read some of it. I'm not going to read all of it. Some of it has been edited down for
Thank you.
Time constraints. I texted him at 7:20. I said, "Against my better judgment, I have bet the Bills plus 1." He said, "That's insane." He said, "I don't know how people watch football. 2 tits. And you need extra juice? Yeesh." He said, "I don't know how anyone watches teams they care about. Seems impossible to stop the Ravens. Joey Bosa, Cole Bishop, hashtag same." He was like, he was getting frustrated with the fact that they couldn't stop.
Yes.
And then he said, "I'm about to turn it off. It's off. Don't text me any more updates. Peace." And that was the last transmission we got at 8:05. And a lot happened in between 8:05 p.m. Central Standard Time and the end of that game. I don't know. There's two minds of it, right? It's like when the Ravens look like that, they will not. You know, if they can do that for 60 minutes, they will probably win the Super Bowl. But then you have this inexplicable, impossible to explain, you know, I guess, turnover from Derrick Henry, which just changes everything. Mm-hmm. You turn the ball over on the 30-yard line, they immediately – I mean, football's
– Still, you stop the 2-point conversion. You don't have to let them make the final drive because you pick up first downs and you do things that ordinarily good teams do.
That's right.
Then you win that game, and Josh doesn't get another chance. But Josh is becoming like a – you know, we've said this about Patrick Mahomes. If you give him that shot, he's going to hit you with it.
He's going to get it.
He's going to hit you with it.
And I think, like, you know, the people that I was talking to about this last night, about that last drive from Baltimore – their issue was that they didn't leave it in the hands of Lamar.
Oh.
That you just run the ball and your strategy
vanilla,
was just use the timeouts.
Who's on the other sideline? You guys know. You guys know what he's capable of. Keep the ball out of his hands.
Right.
Like, I did not understand going ordinary. And the best way is the way I described it to you opening the show, is that offense is clearly capable of extraordinary things, particularly when Lamar's, you don't know if he's throwing past, whatever.
Yes.
Derrick Henry's going nuts. You know, your man Zay now. Is a legit one. I mean, he's getting open all the time.
Yeah, he's real.
But when you can't do football 101, which is pick up a first down there and run out that clock, these are the kinds of things that can keep a talented team that's a Super Bowl contender every year and seems to be adding pieces out.
Yep.
And frankly, it's Baltimore's story with Lamar. What is this, eight years?
Yep.
You've got to be able to do the ordinary as well. And so, here's the thing. They can talk about this. Lamar Jackson, they asked him afterwards, just real quick. You said, "We're going to forget about it. Look ahead. We got 16 more." Makes sense, right? The Bills are favored in every game the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Home field might have been given up last night in a game that you guys should have salted away. Just normally. You know, again, lesser teams have done that. You know, what you needed to pull off last night. And so you might have given – last night's – loss could end up being very significant in the sense of home field, whatever else, because the Bills, man, go look at that schedule. They're favored in all of them. They're probably going to, is anybody going to go undefeated 17-0? I'm not predicting that.
Right.
But that team has got a good chance of running off now, and you've lost a key when they're right at the bat. So you can say you can forget about it.
Yep.
You could be lamenting it by the end of the season.
What
are we talking about? Especially the way you had the game.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I guess another talking point was the punt. I think punting was the right thing to do. I think going for it on 4th-and-3 was a bit too aggressive. I mean, from
a lot of folks are saying that now. I feel like that's money more than a cornerback. And then once at that point, I'm with you that you just do the regular thing. You said defense, you're not going to let. But again, it goes against the argument we just said, don't give it back to Josh Allen.
Well,
but my point would be, don't
reason.
Put yourself in that
right.
fourth down situation.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Right. I mean, that second down play to Zay Flowers was a joke. I mean, a sweep.
I mean, it was a 2-point conversion that they didn't get last year. I thought that game was over right there poetically. Buffalo, wow, what a comeback.
That's
they
right.
don't get the 2-point
right.
conversion.
Yep.
This makes some sense. The game should have been over. So, yes, we can question the punt, but you should have picked up the first down. I'm with you at that point. I said, just go ahead and kick it.
Yes.
But probably knowing, you know, knowing full well what Josh was capable of, you just figure that defense can get a stop.
Right.
They had not done it the entire quarter. You know?
Yep. Now, one more bit of Ravens sort of, you know, Monday morning quarterback. People, and they were doing this as it was happening. But at the end of the game, remember when the Ravens were using those timeouts, you know, to try to stop the clock or whatever? The argument was being made, why not let the clock run down before you call the timeout? Like on that third down? Mm-hmm. It's like if you wait to call the timeout until 20 seconds, right, then they would have had that third down, and they would have had to do what they were doing, which was kneel.
Yeah.
But and it would have given them significantly less time to get the field goal unit out there on the field.
I get that.
Get set up. Because honestly, it took almost 16 seconds, right? Like, I don't remember exactly how long it took, you know, start to finish in terms of but, I mean, it would have been interesting if it was only 20 seconds because, you know, because ultimately you probably can't kneel it, right? You probably have to throw it away. And it would at least have saved you a prayer.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I think that was another, and it's hard to know in that moment, like, think that's the right thing to do.
Sure.
But I do think that's one they'll probably be talking about today is if you're ever, and it's not going to come up a lot, but if you're ever in such a way, you want to kind of promote the most amount of chaos for a field goal unit. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want it to be a smooth operation in that regard. And if it is a smooth operation, at least leave yourself some time. And I think that's, you probably cost yourself, what, 16 seconds? Which would have been a prayer. You never know. Throw it down there, get a flag, something. I mean, you probably take it from 0% to 1%, but at 1%, which is what, ironically, the Bills were when it was 40-25 with 5 minutes left.
All right.
So it all matters. You know, 1% matters in the NFL, and it felt like the Ravens last night, the Bills took advantage of that 1%, and the Ravens did not. And ultimately, that's a lot of times what it comes down to in the NFL.
No, 100%. Huge win for the Bills. I know we're spending a lot on, you know, this Baltimore letting go through their hands.
They were up 40-25.
Again, at a place where your fans have left because it's so over, you know, it has to come back to how good Josh Allen is, and is he so good that he can overcome a defense that at times last night, I realize that's Baltimore and that offense is dynamic, but they couldn't get any pressure, just like Jeff was texting you.
Yep.
They didn't look like a Super Bowl caliber defense.
Yep.
And so, you know, Josh Allen overcomes that. Can you do that for, you know, an entire 17-game season and on through the playoffs? That's literally been the question for them for the last couple of years. And it will remain that, but I love their schedule.
Yeah.
I love the chances everything will be going through Buffalo. So it has to come back to unbelievable performance. Dude, the fact that Keon Coleman caught that ball off deflection, like some of the things that happened amazing for them to win the game, truly like, come amazing on. And here's the other thing. Keon had a breakout game.
He did.
My son's like, why do you hate him so much? I said, he's slow. And what did he do? Go for over 100, made all the big catches late. Baltimore would have been better if he hadn't tripped and gone and scored on that play. They would have got the ball back. But anyway, yeah, great game. You have to come back to great effort by the Bills, right? While I still feel same as you, boy, did Baltimore blow that, and do they have questions going forward? That loss is going to cost them the rest of the season in the playoffs, likely.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I'd, like, come away from that thinking the Bills are, like, the Super Bowl favorites or anything like that, but
can't. Not with that defense.
It's like,
not yet. We got to see more against other teams, right?
I mean, Josh Allen looks like he's going to be this MVP again, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Second straight. I mean, he has to do everything for them.
Oh, he's way out of him.
He's the Superman. Again, no turnovers for him. And they had that drop.
He doesn't do that anymore.
You know? But, I mean, it's just the guy plays. I mean, who do you think – from the weekend, who do you think quarterback performance was more impressive, Josh Allen's or Justin Herbert's?
Come on, man. It's Josh.
Now, you dismissed Herbert a little too quick there.
He threw 3 touchdowns. He outdueled Patrick Mahomes, and I have him down to get to eat at 1 o'clock.
I thought he played a perfect
game.
All
come on.
Yeah.
Josh did for like 250 and
well,
a quarter.
He played a perfect game, yeah.
Herbert was great.
Yeah.
Can't put it over what we saw last night.
Yeah, just because the drama of it, there's no doubt about it.
Bills got serious defensive questions.
Yep.
They do play in the AFC East.
Yep.
Which I don't know. Dolphins.
Joke. Mess.
Patriots. I'm disappointed.
Well, you should
although,
be.
I, you know, obviously you guys showed you are a more than a competent outfit.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about Gentry? Real quick.
You this know, he got in there. He didn't do much. 19 carries, 38 yards. We got to do better than that.
We'll see if he makes it 17 games. It's like you're rooting against him.
I'm not rooting against him, but I just don't. I mean, I want to be wrong, right? I want to
Well, so far, I mean, it did kind of. It wasn't like over 100 yard performance, and he was just electric,
right?
So far, you're right.
I'm a little worried he might be like Trent Richardson or something.
But your whole thing was he's going to get broken up.
Yes,
it wasn't
yes,
that
yes.
the kid's not going to
no,
be
no, no, no. Was, yes.
fantastic or talented.
It's that he's just like. His contact right. seeking. You know, he's a heat seeking missile. And so,
then we ran over somebody in this game.
I believe so. Yes, yes. Brock Bowers 5 catches, 103 yards. What we do,
he's unbelievable.
That's just the game we play now. So a very, very nice win for the Raiders. I mean, that's, believe it or not, they actually did win a season opener under Josh McDaniels 2 years ago in 2023. They won against Denver 17-16. So I was thinking, like, when's the last time they won a start of a season 1-0? I feel like it's been forever, but no, 2 years ago they somehow did.
So we discuss Bills Ravens' biggest statement for you, whether it's a team in terms of disappointment or a team that said, you know what, we're here and this is evidence of that.
I really think you do have to say it was the Packers. I know they were favorites, but
it's kind of where I was hoping you would go.
Yeah, I mean they did, because it's not the Colts. Come on, that's stupid. And it's not the Steelers. I thought even though Aaron Rodgers, you know, threw for 4 touchdowns, he looked old and couldn't move.
He can't
move. And then again, he made some dots. I mean, he
to our man.
Yes, he did.
It's weird.
Yes, he did.
I don't like him, but in a weird way, I'm rooting for him because.
Calvin
good things
Austin.
For Aaron mean good know. Things for Calvin Austin. He was using him.
I know. And I had the Jets money line, so I was very disappointed not to win that bet. But I just can't get that mad
I
about it.
I should have picked up on that.
I can't get that mad about it. First of all, right. Jets should have won that game. I mean, up 9 going into the fourth, you got to win that game. At home, absolutely crazy. But I'd say it's the Packers because, you know, this is the Lions. This is a team that's won the division. This is a team that's been at the top. And, you know, you come out and you say, hey, we got Micah Parsons and there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. Their offensive line's got all kind of problems, obviously. They're what was it, their center that retired? And then they're down a guy. I mean, they've got injury issues. And so they're not nearly as physical. We used to say about them that, you know, offensive, defensive lines, that's what the thing's built on. And they're not. And then you saw your man Josh Jacobs by fourth quarter had worn them down. And they were getting their way.
Yep.
That's in addition to Jordan Love spreading it out to 9-10 different receivers.
Yep.
Which he's got a plethora of. All of them staying healthy is another thing. Him staying healthy is another thing. But there was too much, like Micah got his sack, you know, playing, you know, limited snaps. So you want to see that because of what you're paying him. You want to see his, you know, him run through those back issues. That happened. What's not to like?
Some
of that's Detroit looking like it took a step back, but Green Bay has absolutely cemented what you and I thought when they made the trade. They're a title contender.
Yep.
Particularly as it relates to winning the NFC.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta count them as that. I don't know if they can
win a Super Bowl, but because Jordan's, you know, still unproven in the playoffs for the most part in terms of, you know, advancing.
Why don't you make a statement tonight? Why don't you go do that?
Oh, well, you don't never know what could happen. Minnesota could make the statement. J.J. McCarthy could make the statement
because of how
good their lines are supposed to be.
Yeah.
And the weapons. And they've gone out and added to that, having Addison down and having Thielen just as sort of a plug right now. And, you know, what can you give us the rest of the season?
But yeah.
They're loaded. Hockenson, well, I'm going against him night in fantasy. I mean, Minnesota's loaded. They could be the ones making the statement.
Yep.
You know, by making Ben Johnson and Caleb look, you know, like it should be in school.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Which it could be tonight.
That'd be a fun game. And then the other game we haven't talked about yet that has some, you know, local interest is Cam Ward's debut in the NFL. The Broncos were the only team this week to lose the turnover battle and win the game. And I think, like, you know, Callahan's getting absolutely ripped today because
as he should.
That rookie receiver caught the ball and got an elbow down late in the game and he didn't challenge.
Because
he said after the game, I don't, you know, an elbow is not 2 feet, but it actually is. If you get an elbow down in bounds, it's a catch. He didn't challenge it. And I don't know what the hell Sean Payton was doing at the end of that game on the 4th and 8th, throwing the Hail Mary.
Right.
I truly can't understand for the life of me what that was. But, you know, I thought my initial instinct watching that game was like, I got to make a trip up to Nashville to watch this kid, Cam Ward.
I saw his tweet.
He's got some juice. He was absolutely let down by his pass catchers yesterday.
100%.
I mean, how many drops did Ridley have?
Yeah, that last one was hot. It was tough, but you need to make that catch for your rookie quarterback.
That's right.
And Ridley's certainly capable of doing that. I'll give you some credit on this one because I thought the Broncos were going to run off on him. I thought defensively that Tennessee wouldn't be able to move the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they stayed in that game the entire way.
Yep.
So credit to you, because I thought, again, Denver, all the preseason talk, that had fooled me a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I had bought into them a little too much. Cam, though, did what I thought.
Yep.
What I saw in the preseason, and particularly with the way he got the ball down the field,
yep,
had a couple of them dropped. We're talking about that during the preseason, that he looked good and was going to be fine. You and I went over on his, in terms of his passing yardage for the season, that number.
Yep.
The Titans are going to be competitive. Now, are they, again, you cannot run Pollard between tackles. You know, it's a rookie quarterback, so converting third downs against a good defense is going to be tough. And in the end, that's what happened. Their offense isn't good enough yet. But, the other thing from that game is maybe Denver, you know, that offense has still got some issues.
Yes.
It can still get real ugly.
Absolutely.
Real fast with Bo Nix under there.
No, it was not super impressive, I have to say.
Imagine it'll get better with Peyton. They'll clean it up. They did last year.
Yeah, and Peyton was asked, like, how do you evaluate, you know, Bo's growth in this game? And he said, listen, we're not going to do that. We're not going to have a growth meter that we refer to after every damn game this year.
Right.
I love the quarterback. I love the player. We're not going to keep doing this. It was just a very ugly, choppy game there that the Titans have to kind of feel probably frustrated that they didn't win. Just because based on the turnover margin, right? You get three turnovers, you're probably supposed to win that game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they were not able to do that. So anyway, I think I'm not sure the coach is the guy that maybe have, you know, evaluated.
I said that.
But, you know, I think there's some things to like. There's no question about that for the Tennessee Titans. All right, we'll come back. College football this weekend. Busy slate there. I don't know if it was the best slate. Like, I guess Mississippi State, Arizona State was kind of exciting there at the end. You know, Mississippi State comes back to get the win. But by and large, I don't think we had any super great game. Michigan, Oklahoma was kind of a snoozer. Not really much drama in that one. Oklahoma handles Michigan. But Memphis kind of gave us some palpitations there for a minute.
Again, though, they did. It's the first half. But how about the American?
How about the American? We'll talk about it, where Memphis factors in, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Are You Trying to Film? ESPN.
Jason and John Show is presented by Paramount and Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL. Now on CBS and Paramount Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30. That's Paramount Plus for your first year, $30, just like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Black tie moving. The movers have legs, and they know how to use them. I don't want to use mine anymore. I want to sit on the couch. That's all I want to do. I don't want to move them. I don't want to do anything with them. That's why I pay the good folks at Black Tie Moving. That's why you should pay the good folks at Black Tie Moving. I think there's like a commandment. There's an 11th commandment. And the 11th commandment is, if thou are older than the age of 30, you should not be moving your own things. And certainly let alone in asking your friends to help you do it. I mean, that's just absolutely awful. Make sure you reach out to the good folks at Black Tie Moving when you are moving your things. 316-6196 is the phone number. They're professional. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys agreed to. You'll be glad you did it when it's all said and done. Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. Memphis football gets the win. Bop it, bop it, bop, bop, bop. Over Georgia State. They moved to 2-0. Final score, 38. Memphis. 16, Georgia State. Sutton Smith, Brendan Lewis, Makari Botiford, all score. Botiford, 2 touchdowns. I think he's from Georgia. So I think it was I think Sutton Smith as well. So very special for them to get into the end zone. This started kind of ugly. And Memphis was losing for the majority of the first half before a boot.
How about that?
A boot from the kicker. Gianni Spetic with a 55-yarder to put the Tigers up 17-16 at the half. And that would be the last time Georgia State would score that first half. They didn't score at all in the second. Memphis adjusted. I mean, they looked like the secondary looked terrible in the first half. And I don't know exactly what the yardage was in the second, but it felt like Memphis did a much better job, you know, defensively in the second half, as evidenced again by the 0 points. So 38-16, Memphis wins, Memphis covers, and they are 2-0 on the year, Jason.
Don't have to be perfect, and I don't think you or I were asking them to be in this first three, although we were certainly expecting victories. It is, and I'll relate to the first half, if you've watched South Florida, if you've watched Tulane, watching the first half of Memphis and Georgia State and asking yourself, how do you match up, you know, against those two teams right now? They're clearly at the top of the AAC. You'd say, defense going to be in for a challenge when you play those guys. Remember, you got to play both of them. But second half, credit to that Memphis defense, made the adjustments you needed to make, and you end up covering in a game that at one point looked like, oh, boy, I mean, are the Tigers going to win this one?
Yep.
And so, listen, I mean, we were joking there early because of how expected Memphis to get back on track. But we're joking, like, okay, well, you know, we reached out to Vanderbilt. Like, you're not supposed to be ripe for an upset here because you studied and you knew Vanderbilt. You're supposed to have your antenna up. You're going to need them up again.
Yep.
Against the Troy team. My goodness. Did you see? I mean, they won the time of possession battle against Clemson. I know they had the early lead. They give it up. Clemson wins like it's supposed to. But they controlled time of possession against Clemson. So hopefully the antenna are up again.
Yeah.
Back to the point. It didn't need to be perfect. Can you get this team up to a point where it can compete for two halves?
Yep.
Against Tulane and South Florida? That's going to be the question going forward. You know, can this team beat Arkansas, all that? Yeah, we'll figure that out in a couple weeks. But good in the sense that you made the adjustments you needed to make. We knew we said this offense is going to be run first. Sutton Smith has been great thus far. Brendan Lewis, for the most part, has done what he's needed to do. Listen, for those of you all like, well, Tigers don't have much of a passing game. What did you? We told you this preseason. That's going to be a work in progress. It's going to be run first, and it should be dynamic run game first. It has been. You get this done without Duozier, who's in a boot. He's still, you know, hopefully you're going to have him back. So there's still a lot to, you know, like, because everything's still in front of you. It's just if you compare it right now to the teams that a team that's already knocked off two ranked opponents, you say, well, okay, well, we're certainly, you know, third, fourth in the pecking order. You know, Navy's sitting there 2-0 too, aren't they?
Yes.
Navy's Horvath's 2-0. Look good.
Army beat Kansas State.
Yeah. But again, their season's different now.
Right.
But Kansas State, that says a lot about going over there to making that choice to go over to Dublin.
You're getting beat twice.
0-2 now.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be good.
Yeah, that was really, really bad.
It was bad for them.
So, I mean, listen, I think the picture's becoming pretty clear for Memphis that that this league is, unfortunately for them, better than expected. I mean, I don't think anybody would have had South Florida 2-0. I mean,
it's a blessing and curse in some ways.
It is.
The curse is what you're addressing.
Yeah, because
are good teams that you're going to have to beat, and if you can't make the title game,
right?
Disappointment.
Blessing is if you do, you are in.
100%.
So,
that's the blessing.
I mean, I guess if you're from the American
opportunity,
you know,
John,
you zoom out, you're like, this is exactly what we want to be. I mean, we want to be the preeminent, no doubt about it. We're going to produce that group of five spot every single year. You know, maybe there's a, you know, world where it's like, that's just the American gets a spot, you know, never know.
I'm not changing anything for Memphis in terms of our expectations though, because Ryan this offseason had the same chance and hopefully has to go out and get the kinds of dogs that South Florida has. And basically they defensively is what they addressed. We can get to that. But match what Tulane has done in terms of bringing folks in. I know they brought the quarterback in late. But my point is, you're them. You're supposed to be in terms of investment level and everything else. And so, yeah, while they're clicking on all cylinders right now, just in terms of where they're at, they've certainly, South Florida, I mean, as impressive as that's been, your job's still to beat them because you have as much or more than them.
Right.
I know the only thing that hesitates me from saying now, John, more than all of them is the Vanini thing that says, you know, South Florida's invested the most. I'd sure love to see the numbers.
Yeah.
And know what Fred Smith's kicked in and know where that number is. But we know where Memphis's investment level is. Point is, yeah, just because you're, you know, off to a little bit of a less impressive 2-0 start doesn't mean, oh, all of a sudden, well, you know, being third in this third or fourth's okay in the AAC. Don't know. We're not changing anything about that.
Yeah.
Again, hopefully you can develop this Memphis team, and the most development needs to come on that defense right now to a point where it's ready to go, you know, knock those boys off and take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah,
the American is clearly now taking a step out forward that's going to probably be there to stay. You know, that the winner of this is going to be in the college football playoff.
It does give that
opportunity.
It does give that game on October 25th so much juice.
Lots of juice. Things have set up great for Memphis.
Right.
Everything's still in front of you. You've done what you're supposed to do. Nobody said it had to be perfect.
Yeah.
You do have, 70 new guys. I mean, this was, in a lot of ways, a brand new roster.
Yep. I don't know. Like, I think if it ends up being, you know, South Florida, I mean, UTSA, I would say, looks worse than we expected.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't play them.
But again, some of us didn't have them in that top four.
Right, so South Florida kind of takes...
It's got so many defensive questions.
Because South Florida was kind of priced alongside you to start the season, maybe behind you a little bit. So now they kind of take the place of UTSA.
And Golish is looking, sitting pretty.
Navy has kind of been what we expected. I mean, we expected them to be able to beat UAB, certainly. And they did. But although I will say, like, maybe not as good as they were a year ago for whatever reason. Maybe there's been some, because, you know, Navy killed people last year. Mm. I mean, I feel like when Navy and UAB played last year, it was like 59-14.
Yeah.
What was that final? I can pull it up. It was 41-18. All right. So a little more competitive this time. But yeah, I mean, I think mostly we'd say the conference has played out like we expected, top heavy.
Navy or Memphis might prove to not be in the same category as South Florida and Tulane. It may be down the road, but right now you can still, you know, characterize yourself in that group because of your start. And let's be real. Again, Memphis has the advantage. You get these guys at home.
Right.
You know, you get those big ones, as you just said, going to have a ton of juice. Those are here.
Yes.
So hopefully by that time, particularly defensively, there's more cohesion. They've had some good performances. DeMarco Ward's got a pick six in both games. So there's you know, the transfer, I believe, from Florida State. there's talent there. You gotta, you know, hopefully Jordan Hankins, the adjustments he made in the second half, that can continue as you ramp up the competition level. Because it's sort of been steps. If Troy can control possession against Clemson, hey, they're a little better than Georgia State, and then we'll see where you're at, hopefully 3-0
right,
when it's time to play Arkansas. Arkansas's offense, good.
Yes.
Defense?
Yes.
Hopefully you can control some things against them.
Exactly.
With your run game.
Look, Memphis is going to Troy. Troy was leading Clemson for the majority of the game.
Was it 16-3 at halftime?
Yeah.
Or was it 16-3?
It was 16-3. Finishes 27-16. I don't think anybody actually expected Troy to win that damn game. But they are clearly, you know, a plucky team.
33 minutes to 27 minutes in time of possession.
There you go.
That's Troy won the time of possession battle against a top 10 team in the country.
There you go.
So clear against you know, against you, what that offense can do, you'd think, okay, 301 yards against Clemson, what's that equate to against a Memphis defense that for a minute looked like it couldn't get a stop against Georgia State? Man, Finley ended up coming back in, didn't he? Can't believe they started
him. Yes, he did.
But we come to find out he had been there for a while. So the offense and everything, didn't we find out he had been there since May, even though he had just enrolled and knew a little bit more than folks that, you know, was added to the roster September 1st.
You know, these coaches can't resist playing a sixth-year guy, bro. Like,
you called that when I was like, damn, they did start that man. They don't care.
But
then look at him. He's out there.
Honestly,
but he's tossing it around.
I couldn't even tell who it was back there. They were both just killing Memphis in the first half. Him and the backup quarterback.
After the backup quarterback hadn't been able to do anything against Ole Miss passing-wise.
Right.
So that's why I was questioning. I said, this Memphis defense ain't going to hold up. Like Byron Brown?
Yeah.
You know, how are you going to stop this? This is me in first half.
Well, I still think that's a fair question.
Oh, it is.
You know.
Adjustments were made, and you shut them down completely in the second half.
You did. And you covered. I mean, Look, I mean,
Come on here crapping on them.
A lot of what we do when we talk about Memphis, right, it's like, the last couple of seasons, it's all been based on sort of market expectations, right? Because we could all come in here and we could say, you know, Memphis wins every game. But like there is a baseline and a gauge. Like, are you overperforming? Are you underperforming? Are you sort of neutral? Memphis has underperformed, right, relative to market expectations, certainly last year. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. We can go through all the games. They should have lost to Charlotte last year. They almost lost to West Virginia in the bowl game last year. Like, they just – they've underperformed to market this season, because we got to be fair. We got to call balls and strikes. This season, they have overperformed market expectations. You know, that's not the most important thing. Like, if you're still winning,
right,
and you're it's a little closer.
That's
to
your market.
You know, but I do think that does help us in sort of setting a baseline for, you know, what this team really is, how good it really truly is. Is it a team that's outperforming, mm-hmm, or is it a team that's underperforming? And so far, you have to say that this team for the University of Memphis and Ryan Sorfield has outperformed market expectations. Let's hope that continues. Mm-hmm. It does feel like Saturday will be tougher.
There was an underperformance also just in terms of picked first in the AAC, finishing fourth.
Because that counts. That goes into it.
For anybody that's – I just hear them, well, 21 wins, 11 wins.
I don't care about some sports, betting.
They got the wins, and you guys aren't talking about the wins. No, you picked first.
That's right.
Finished fourth in the conference, underperformed to that degree as well.
That's
realize you didn't have the preseason poll this year, the coaches, the conference. But we'd looked at those, again, the market, which had you third or fourth. And, John, I said it, you need to make a conference title game. That's still the case. You've got time to work up to the level that South Florida's playing on.
Yep.
I give Tulane the same thing. I think, you know, clearly South Florida's out ahead.
Yes.
Do y'all believe now?
There's no denying now.
Well, some folks are saying Golish is going to be the coach of Florida next year.
Well, I mean, honestly, you won't get no resistance from me on that, because the Florida's game plan, they looked awful. They just looked so bad. Offensively, they just looked bad. They were snapping the ball too quickly there. Like, it was just really, really, really bad.
I don't like Lagway. I don't think he's.
Yeah, I just.
Napier, some, you know, great guy, some genius or something.
I think
around
it's both
him.
Those
no.
things, right? It's just.
But yeah, and so Lagway could be better. But that, you're right. It should be much better offensively for them.
I mean, if not for the way they finished last year, he wouldn't be there now.
100%.
So, I mean, he should, you know, we're starting to kind of get an idea.
Oh, it's right back on. That seat's fire hot. Everything he gained, he's lost already, letting them come in there and do that.
Exactly. Exactly right. Did you know, by the way, while I'm thinking about it, that Kirby Smart has never covered as a 38-point favorite or more in his entire career at Georgia?
Didn't know that.
Never covered. Now, most of that's against like FCS teams.
You know, but Lane Kiffin cares about those things, not Kirby Smart.
Lane Kiffin, bad beat.
I know.
Horrific beat.
He brought it up, apparently.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Let's see, Kirby wouldn't. Kirby don't care.
What did Lane say? Did he,
I don't have the, but he addressed, it was addressed in some way.
Oh, because he called the timeout. He called that timeout. That's exactly right. See, kind of screwed me too because I had under 53.
Everybody was talking about this bad beat. I saw it. They texted me. I did not watch this game.
I love Lane. He said sorry to a lot of the gamblers at the end.
Yeah, there's the line. I knew he had something.
But, I had under 53. It finishes 53, so I push.
Mm.
It was 30-20 before the field goal. I would have won. But I actually was glad that they – because I didn't want to give up the touchdown. And it kind of felt like there was a real possibility that they were just going to give up the touchdown.
That was going to happen.
And so I was like, all right, whew. Let's just – sometimes kissing your sister is better than losing outright.
I understand that.
Actually, every time it's better than losing outright, and I should not have even had a chance to win that bet because it was like 47 with the entire fourth quarter to play. So the idea that I even had a chance was pretty sick.
Well, then I'd ask you this since we're here, why didn't you? Because you had the feels. I think we had kind of talked it through. Most of the nation felt this way. Why didn't you push the button on Mississippi State?
Because
that one felt right.
When you're on a bad streak, which I think I've mostly kind of shaken.
You didn't trust yourself.
I think right. It's like my confidence is not.
And then
what
we
were
all on board, and so that begins to look square.
Yeah,
I think it's going to go the other way.
But it was definitely not surprising. I mean,
not at all. Because it's the least surprising.
Now that Shapen is healthy, I think Arizona State was definitely a fraudulent top 12 team in the country. Like they're not the same without Scadabo. He was so much for them last year, man. Mm-hmm. And Levitt. I'm not sure about. He's still young. He's still a very young quarterback. He's got a lot of talent, but he's not quite there yet. I just don't think Arizona State's a great team. I think they're okay. I think they'll be competitive in the Big 12, but I don't think they're any great team. Enough to go on the road in the SEC? Come on, man. And I got to say, maybe I was wrong about Levy. Maybe he's got a little bit of ability. I mean, I know he's had a really tough stretch there to this point, but maybe he's finally got enough guys in there, and Mississippi State in 2025. I don't know what they're capable of being, but certainly better than the doormat of the SEC.
First top 15 non-conference opponent win for them since 91.
Wow.
Yeah, I know we can say, well, Arizona State was probably due a step back, and that's still they were number 12 in the country.
And you were 6.5-point underdogs.
100%.
You gotta go out there and do it, man.
So give man Levy the credit. I'm looking at Brad as I say that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Bulldog.
Yeah.
Surprised me.
Heck of a throw there. What was it? How many? 30 seconds left, right? What was it? 50-something yards?
Yeah.
What a way. You guys I saw were rushing the field afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have sometimes. Y'all, SEC. But it was a win over number 12. You were underdogs. And I said, you know what? Let those kids party.
That's right.
Yeah. Pull down the goal. Didn't they pull the goalpost down?
They lowered them. They have an automatic. It's an engineering school.
Oh, you take
so
them off
you,
now.
You have an automatic lower, and then you unscrew.
Give them the goalpost.
Yeah. That way you don't. Because people have died actually trying to jump and turn them down. So engineering.
Yeah, no, but death.
Now, let me ask
you
this. Aren't those people criminals?
They are not criminals because we let them come onto the field after the game. I actually watched the game.
They let them on.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't stop them.
They didn't stop.
They can't. They can't stop that stampede of people. I mean, any chance
engineered?
Did you see that, Jason? He has not let go of that.
No, I'm just. I just want
criminals. No criminals, John.
I was thinking about it all weekend.
Takes one to know one, John. Why are we on that?
What? Talking about, man. Are you accusing me of
no,
being a criminal?
No, I'm not. You're not a criminal. I'm not a criminal
either.
You're
the
I'm
one that
taxes.
Has the hard-on for the criminals over there, man.
I do have a hard-on for criminals, especially gamblers.
Gambling's not a crime.
It isn't, especially if it's done legally.
It's that's right. It's legal now.
It is legal. It is illegal to be an illegal bookie, though.
That is absolutely right.
So I know you're not sensitive about that.
But if...
What?
What's the deal? Can we?
What's your question?
Anyway, if I was an illegal bookie, I tell you what.
I didn't accuse you of being an illegal bookie.
I didn't say you did, man. Let's move on. Let's move on, and we'll talk about it.
Yes, let's.
But if I was an illegal bookie, I would say I would not want Mississippi State plus 6.5 bets. Mm. I tell you that right now. So was a really nice win for Mississippi State. No question about that. Oklahoma gets the win.
Mateer?
Yeah. I think, there was a stat on him where it was, in terms of last year's explosion,
mm-hmm.
he's already, tripled it.
Yep.
The entire offense for Oklahoma last year.
Very impressive. And again, I was, you know, I kind of had my own Michigan and Bryce Underwood, and credit to Oklahoma and Mateer, because he's put himself now up in a conversation of, all right, you know, there was the, we never talked about it with you, you know, the little, I know it happened, you were watching, but we did, I don't think you were on that week when he had the little, remember the notes and his gambling thing had become an off the field story. It was all a joke or whatever else about, you know, whatever. And we'd said, how good is this guy? We brought it up. And can't remember who we were talking with. So, Mateer's good. Dude, he's on the board this year.
Yes.
In terms of already great performances. You put him right up there with anybody.
Yeah, so
far.
The stat, it was from last week. So it's probably already, I think it's 11, up to 11 now. But the Sooners were second to last nationally in explosive passing plays. That's 20-plus yards.
Mm-hmm.
They only had 20 last year. They've got 11 in two games.
Yeah.
Right? So...
He's legit.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
that. That was my takeaway.
I mean, he's
I don't know how good Oklahoma is
in
the grand scheme of things.
Well, I mean, if that's what he's going to bring every single week, and I don't think it's an SEC that's particularly, you know, that impressive, right? I don't think it's, you know, I mean, that's you got your Georgia and you got your Texas, but
you think they climb into that group?
I don't know if they're quite there, but I mean, again, if you're going to get a Heisman performance from
him every week. He is looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC, and we had discussed, you know, most of us had Nussmeier at the top of that list. We'd talked about Lenoris. You got to put him up there so far.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a Michigan team. We'll see how good they are. That's my thing. Is that,
fair enough, yeah.
Is what did you beat with that Michigan team? Bryce Underwood's good talent.
Yeah.
But... they may be of that ilk in an SEC that is wide open. Let's be real. LSU was not that impressive.
Right, right. No, they were not.
And so the SEC, it may very well end up being that, but we'll see if they're of that ilk. They've got Auburn in a couple.
Yeah,
weeks,
I mean, I think the reality here is like Michigan's probably not great, but I would wager that their defense is as good or better than any they would see in the SEC.
In terms of talent-wise,
so,
it should be by now.
And again, that game was at home. But it's just funny how, you know, you just the whiplash with opinions on coaches. Because I would have said this guy, Venables, was an idiot, like, before this year. I'd say he's you know, underachiever. He's not a good coach. And he gets this guy, Mateer, from Washington State, and it's, like, kind of changed everything. It's kind of like now they're 13 in the country. They got some juice. Maybe they can, you know, make a playoff run with him. I think, you know, it's sometimes all it takes is one player to change a coach's, you know. Like, maybe Brendan Lewis for Ryan Silverfield is exactly kind of the guy he needs in terms of dynamism, moving the ball, mobility. This dude is, like, extending his shoulder out. You know, he's very different than Seth Hennigan. He can't make 100% the throws that Seth Hennigan, but maybe that mobility and running dynamic can take Memphis over the top. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you just never know, right? Like, you just never know how close a coach can be and how one player can change it. But I think those were the big things for me in college football. Was there anything else I missed?
In terms of the big performances, I think we hit most of them.
Yeah. It wasn't a great slate. Like, I think we had that one ranked matchup. I mean, Illinois beat the hell out of Duke.
Again, I would tell you, what South Florida's done is impressive, as impressive as anybody.
Yeah.
I realize that's a down Florida team, but still to go there, to not have knocked off Boise State the way you did, you know, they jump up to what, number 18?
Right.
From unranked this week in the AP poll.
Yeah.
They should be right up there in terms of impressive. Yeah. National title contender? No. But Group of Five representative. And
absolutely.
Got a chance to knock off a third straight ranked opponent against Miami this week.
Yep.
Like, they've been one of the stories of college football so far. We said Brown, as long as he's healthy, they're good offensively, and he has been. But it's what they've done defensively that's been so impressive, and it came against the SEC this weekend.
I guess the other thing, the only one we didn't talk about was Oregon, just putting an absolute beat down on Oklahoma State.
Well, there were a lot of the. I mean, we didn't discuss, like, Mike put up points. We didn't discuss those beat downs. Alabama came back and put up a number.
Yep.
Texas, I thought they were going to do that. They did not. Arch looks like their pressures get to him.
But Oklahoma State's a Power 4 team, though, bro. You can't be getting outscored 69-3. I mean, that's Mike Gundy used to be like.
He set that up, though, before the thing. He said, we're not on their level anymore. It sounded like, you know, stop.
Yes.
You're rich enough. You're not poor, but they looked poor.
But see, when Jeff Traylor does that to Memphis, they win. When Mike Gundy tries that crap with Oregon, they say, we spin to win.
I think when we got that from Jeff Traylor that week, because we were so confident in Memphis, we said, stop complaining. We said, just play. We suck it up. Then he went out there and beat us. But we fell for it.
Yeah.
When he did it to us.
Yeah.
And then he went out and beat us. Gundy could not pull that. Was not even, you know.
Yep.
Different story for him.
Anyway, in terms of week three, Georgia, Tennessee. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that
Tennessee
one.
I'm happy for Heupel. I'm happy for Aguilar.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, because Nico did them wrong. So good start for them. We'll see what they are.
South Florida, Miami. Basically the same price as they were against Florida. 16.5, 17.5.
I'm not messing with it. And I'm at 2-1 already. If they go 2-1 against ranked opponents, so long as they win the AAC, they're in.
Yep. Texas A&M, Notre Dame, 6:30.
Miami's an absolute free shot.
It is.
For South Florida. They've already done their work.
But it's like, you know, it's like the market's not moved by it. It's like, that's kind of what's the interesting. It seems like the market is saying, we think that was more about Florida being pathetic than we do about South Florida being good.
Still, again, at the time, when they will have beaten them, they will have been ranked. And you tell me, I mean, Tulane's got Ole Miss, but who has better opportunities out?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.